Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm really? Out of control.
Can you calm down?
Yeah, you really
I'm
need
a 10-time Emmy winner
Maybe
with
try
deep
a
experience in the Middle East.
Right, guys,
have you ever even been there?
Or I want to make my
there?
Point, Sean.
I've covered
Sean,
every war since
1973. I want to make my point when he stops talking.
Fight!
Geraldo, you do this every time. This is such garbage, and I'm really getting sick of it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I join the president in being hopeful that we can reach a place where it is safe for people to be. What is this, the honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody's been vaccinated?
How are we going to monitor this thing?
Well, obviously, we all know each other very well. I'm sure we'll all feel comfortable within the confines of the honor system.
Do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
They were all for following the science until the science turned against them. Now they don't need no stinking science. They'll follow the science fiction. They'll follow political science. That's all they care about.
They want more security and verification for vaccinations than they do for elections.
Right. And there's a headline today, too, that Trump had in place at the border COVID-19 precautions. You couldn't even get near the border if you tested positive. Now they're just waving them right through. If you've been vaccinated and you go onto the floor of the House and you're a member of Congress, you can get fined $500. But if you're an illegal alien, they'll give you a new cell phone and an EBT card and put you on a bus wherever you want to go. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We have a new feature at howiecarshow.com, and it's called Howie's Homework. And I about 1 o'clock every afternoon, maybe even earlier, we put out a list of stories that I'm going to maybe talking about during the show. So if you want to read them, you can check them out earlier. If you like the stories when I read them, you can just reference them. And, so check it out at howiecarshow.com, Howie's Homework. It's right there, and it's an easy way. It's some of the better stories that are involved. For instance, I put in one from my university, my alma mater. The woman who wrote the 1619 Project that said America was founded on slavery, she made up all this crap. She won a Pulitzer Prize. They were going to make her a professor of journalism with tenure, lifetime job. The UNC trustees rejected the tenure agreement for this woman, Nicole Hannah Jones. I didn't think they had it in them. I didn't think that's my feel good story.
Did you have anything to do with
that? No, at least I feel good about it. And I didn't even know this. She is an alumnus of the UNC School of Journalism. But of course, she's won a Pulitzer Prize. The story has been debunked, but she's won a Pulitzer Prize. It's kind of like the Russian collusion hoax stories, which have been debunked. Even the New York Times admits it now, but they haven't returned the Pulitzer Prize. But anyway, for me personally, a feel good story. And I shouldn't say it's a feel good story. I should say try not to let this story that I'm about to read you destroy your faith in the integrity of the modern Democrat Party. I am referring, of course, to the story from Rochester, New York. There was there's a mayor there. The mayor, you may know, her name is Lovely Warren. She's quite a lovely person, Lovely Warren. She's been indicted for campaign finance fraud. She's also been indicted for lying about the 2020 death of a Ute who suffocated while under arrest by the local police. Now her husband has been arrested The cops raided the house where the mayor lives yesterday afternoon, and they confiscated 4.5 pounds of cocaine and crack cocaine, assorted unregistered guns, firearms, and rifles.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
And $100,000 in cash.
Any pit bulls?
No, I wonder if she had a police cruiser stationed outside her house like Marty Walsh did, even after he was he wasn't the mayor anymore in Boston. But so this is the Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley talking about the bust of the mayor's house. The mayor was not arrested. The state police at the press conference said they're looking for the mayor to question her about her involvement in the purported cocaine, crack cocaine, unregistered firearms, cash violations. Cut 16.
Again, we would deem this to be mid-level suppliers. And if you think about the amount of cocaine that we were able to seize with a street value of over $60,000, that's significant. And again, that was powder and crack cocaine.
Powder and crack cocaine. Now, this is a flashback to when Mayor Lovely, for that is indeed her first name, Lovely Warren. Lovely Warren was first running for the job of mayor of Rochester, New York, a pretty large city, actually, obviously. And she was defending her husband's rap sheet, which went back to the 1980s. Cut 19.
I've often talked about the fact that I'm not far removed from the challenges that many of our Rochesterians face. And the statement about my husband, you know, he was a juvenile and made a stupid decision listening to, peer pressure. Many of our children that live in our city every day face those decisions and those challenges. I say that I don't want you to commit those crimes, but if you so happen to do that, you may not be as lucky as he was. You may not be able to redeem yourself and be given a second chance. In this case, he was given the opportunity and given a chance to make right.
And he's now, a good boy, a very good boy.
And now, all these years later, he's risen to the top of a mid-level cocaine gang in one of New York State's largest cities. And his wife is the mayor of the city. And she's under indictment, too, on multiple charges, white-collar charges in her case. So, I'm sorry. I just can't resist it. It's just, it's too much. And of course, Cuomo is the titular leader of the New York Democrat Party. He is also under fire. It appears that he was giving out there's even more information now about all the people who were getting preferential treatment, people who were close to him in the early days of the pandemic, while they were throwing COVID-19 patients into nursing homes, killing thousands of vulnerable elderly in there. He was making $5 million from a book contract. So today he gets a question about the book deal. And again, let's remember, he got a $5.1 million advance for a book that sold fewer than 50,000 copies. That means for every book that was sold anywhere, he got the $100. $100 for a book that probably cost $25. What a deal. What a great deal that was. Cut 24.
Book deal, I should say, was worth more than $5 million, and the allegations out there that you made that money on the backs of dead New Yorkers. How do you respond to that?
That's stupid. Next question.
That's stupid. That's stupid. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Governor. 844-500-4242. And one last, we've been trying to run some somewhat amusing stuff. This will make you sick. This is Dr. Jill introducing Saint Anthony Fauci at a vaccine program. 22.
Did you meet our American hero? Yeah.
our American hero. What a brave man he was. What a brave man he continues to be to lie every day. You know, it's easy to just lie in a private setting with your at the breakfast table or sitting on a bar stool somewhere. But when the red light goes on and you're speaking to the entire nation and you're telling them one giant whopper after another, day after day, week after week, month after month, now year after year. Of course he is an our American hero. 844-500-4242. Wow, our American hero. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. As I've said before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. Believe it or not, it's more of a pleasure to go to Perfect Smiles now than it was before the panic began. If you have put off your dental care this last year, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy. It's expensive and it's painful, and there's no need for it if you just go to Perfect Smiles and get the care you need. From complete reconstructive work to veneers, Perfect Smiles does it all. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. It's right off the main drag in Nashua, New Hampshire, where the mask mandates are coming down next week, by the way. And they have free parking. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after videos at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
We had Governor Chris Sununu on the show last night from New Hampshire. He talked about how the state's opening up. They're going to end the bonuses for unemployment to get everybody back to work. Nashua, I just told you, is probably going to end their mask mandates next week. It's only a few towns. Portsmouth is one of them, but most of the towns in New Hampshire are mask-free now, so it's a good place to go, and of course you save a lot of money. You can buy menthol cigarettes, no taxes, no return deposits on soft drinks or beer, many, no sales tax. There's so many reasons to go to New Hampshire, and here's another one right now. If you like the feeling of clean, quiet, and secure, then you will enjoy Living Water Campground's pleasant wooded setting, surrounded by the panoramic beauty of New Hampshire's White Mountains. Living Water Compound Campground is perfect for those who enjoy hiking, fishing, and other outdoor recreation. Additionally, their campground is located close to nature, but within minutes of recreation and tax-free shopping, as I mentioned. Living Water Campground is in Twin Mountain, New Hampshire. That's right in the White Mountains. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to Living Water Campground for just $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store to get yours now. And joining us now to tell us about Living Water Campground is Sheena Stevens. Sheena, I know Twin Mountain. I've told people before, my father used to be the assistant manager of the Mountain View Hotel, which is now the Mountain View Grand in Whitefield, which is nearby.
Yes.
And it's right up there. It's about, 8 or 9 miles from where you guys are, right?
Yeah, it's not too far. It's about 8 or 9 miles away.
Yeah. So tell us about the Living Water Campground.
It's beautiful. We sit right on the Amanoosuc River in Twin Mountain, like you said. We're about 40 minutes from North Conway. We're right outside of Crawford Notch, which is amazing for hiking. There's 4,000 footers there all the way to, you know, easy trails. So we're right in the middle of everything.
And so you have accommodations for any kind of campers, right? RVs or, mm-hmm. or pop-ups, anything. Tell us the different kinds of accommodations you have.
Exactly. So we have everything from tent sites to trailer sites. We have pop-up sites with water and 20-amp electricity all the way up to 30-amp full hookup sites for big RVs. There's no size RV that we can't accommodate. We also have camping cabins as well.
And people can fish there? Can they get a...
People can fish. Mm-hmm. We have about a half a mile right on the Amanoosuc River, so a lot of people like to put tubes in, or they can kayak, they can sit right in the water with their chairs, and they can fish right from the campground.
And then you got, there's a kid playgrounds or area, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I forget the name of it. I've been there before with my own daughters, but I can't remember the name of it. Is it still there or is it not?
We have one here, but it's probably not one that you would remember.
Yeah.
But we have a good size one here. It's right next to the swimming pool.
Okay. I was just thinking of one that, one of these amusement park type places in the area. But
there's one at the Highland Center in Crawford Notch, but we don't have one that big.
Yeah, Santa's Village, is it called? There's one in
Santa's Village, so that's really close by. It's like 30 minutes, Storyland. The Cog Railway is really cool.
Oh, the Cog Railway is really
cool. Mount Washington.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking the car up Mount Washington, that's not much fun, but the railroad is a lot more fun. But you're right.
It's pretty scary. Save your brakes and ride the cog.
Right. It's just that there's so much to do there. And like I said, and the thing about it is southern New Hampshire has become more like northern Massachusetts. There's so much development and all that. But you get up get up to Twin Mountain and that area, the North Country, it's like it used to be. It's like New Hampshire used to be.
That's actually what we say in our slogan. Something is, you know, it's camping the way that it used to be. The town is the same. It's really, you know, 19th century.
Right. No,
in
it
the
is.
Best way.
It is. It's really. It's a great part of New Hampshire, and it's still a. It's old New Hampshire. It's still live free or die. And Living Water Campground. And so you guys are open. How late in the season are you open for?
Yeah, so we opened about 2 weeks ago, and we closed on October 18th, which, you know, is the end of October. We were considering staying open later than that, depending on when we get snow, you know, because we're so far north. But hopefully it will hold off, and we can stay open longer.
But these gift certificates can be used any time between now and October 18th. So you're basically taking care of everything through Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, depending on what state you live in, I guess you call it now. Yeah,
exactly. So basically, you know, even 1 or 2 weeks after Columbus Day, which is a great time of year, it slows down here and there's still things that are open. It's just a much quieter time.
Right. And of course, the foliage is fantastic as well.
The foliage is fantastic.
Yeah. So this is a really good good opportunity. The Cape is sold out. I mean, you're not going to be able to rent anything down at the Cape. And a lot of houses on lakes in New Hampshire and Maine are going to be sold out too. But you guys, you still have plenty of room at the Living Water Campground in Twin Mountain, New Hampshire.
Yeah, we do. You know, we tell everybody book as soon as possible. Those riverfront sites go first. So if you do want to stay on the river, you know, book as soon as possible so you can get in there.
Okay, so you get your gift certificate and you can book as soon as possible. How far is Twin Mountain exactly from Boston, would you say, approximately?
Oh, I would say 3 hours at most.
Yeah, so it's...
Not terribly far.
Yeah, it's doable. And again, once you cross the border, everything is cheaper. Literally everything is cheaper. And as time goes on, it gets more cheap than it is in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So this is a great deal.
Isn't that funny?
We only have a limited number, so get on board HowieCarShow.com. Click on store and go to Living Water Campgrounds. Get your $50 gift certificate for just $25. And take a nice vacation into the White Mountains of New Hampshire. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again, from the MAGA Dark Roast. That's my favorite. I have some every morning to their Drain the Swamp Medium Roast. Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to Do You Covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E, doyoucovfefe.com. And, you know, I was predicting, I'd heard that Charlie Parker was counting on becoming the new president of the combined Tufts Health Plan and Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Plan. And that when he got the job sometime this year, he would announce his resignation and turn it over to Karen Pay-to-Play Polito so she could really start shaking people down for judgeships and clerk magistrates jobs.
She'd throw a really big party for that gig.
That'd be a mega kegger.
That'd be a ripper. That'd be a rager.
She'd have a kegger in on Lake Quinsigamond and down at down on the coast in Dartmouth.
Oh, so I can attend that one. Yes.
Yes, too. But there's bad news today. There's bad news for Charlie Parker. The combined organization of Tufts Health Plan and Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare today announced that its board of directors has approved Kane Hayes, whoever the hell he is, as the organization's next chief executive officer effective July 5th.
Did this just happen?
Apparently, yes, it did, Charlie. I just have the press release in my hands. It's hot off the press. The ink is still wet. So one of Charlie Parker's exits has been blocked. So that leads to our poll question today. Tucker, what is our poll question today?
It's been a long
time
since I've gotten a Tucker. I know.
The Trump line's about to be fire.
I know. Tucker, what is the poll question today?
Will Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker run for re-election?
Oh, on a Thursday, Howie, you dropped this on us on a Thursday?
It just came across the wire. I'm going to say yes, he is.
69% say yes.
He must be disappointed, though, about that job.
Losing the job? Yeah, it probably paid like over $1 million a year.
I don't think he wants to run. I don't get the sense from the press conferences that he has a real passion for serving anymore.
Yeah. As they say, the job needs the man, and more importantly, the man needs a job.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it is time for Grace's News. And I want to start with Nancy Pelosi. I wasn't really interested in the story at first because, I don't know, lately she just gets up there, she rants and raves, and then we just move on with our lives. But I have an update on it. So first, let's play the sound. She's keeping the mask mandates, even though the CDC has decided that people don't need to wear them indoors anymore. Nancy Pelosi doesn't trust people. So this is cut 10.
I joined the president in being hopeful that we can reach a place where it is safe for people to be. What is this, the honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody has been vaccinated? Do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor? So let's just see. Let's just see. I mean, again, we have, this is about science and governance.
Couple hours
science.
Later. A couple hours later at an anti-Asian bill that was passed at a ceremony.
She blinded me with science.
Joe Biden, this is a photo holding it up for the camera. Joe Biden is breathing heavily in Nancy Pelosi's face, and she looks thrilled about it. She looks like she's just taking it all in.
So I guess if she doesn't want people breathing on her who haven't, who are positive, I guess she doesn't want all these illegal aliens crossing the border, hundreds of thousands of them. Going onto welfare, getting free cell phones.
I guess she never gets her hair done either.
First of all, that was a setup. How dare you? I just don't understand what's wrong with the honor system. She doesn't trust people. Have a little faith, yeah. Nance.
Yeah, we had that at UNC. You know, me and that woman, whatever her name is.
Who speaking wrote of the, UNC, yeah, you heard about that?
No, I did. I just read it. I mean, that was my feel good story of the day. That and the mayor of Rochester's husband being dragged out of his house and arrested for possession of cocaine.
The things that make Howie's heart grow in size.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
All right, another update here.
You know what Hunter Thompson calls $60,000 worth of cocaine?
A slow Tuesday?
A good start.
A good start. Did you see the clip of Biden today speaking up? They passed the law, the anti-Asian hate crime. Yeah. He was giving a speech, and like halfway through it, he just started yelling again. Oh, we have the sound.
Yeah, here it is.
Take a listen.
And think about this. I'm being literal. Uniquely a product of a document that says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Every time we're silent, every time we let hate flourish, we make a lie of who we are as a nation. I mean it literally. We cannot let the very foundation of this country continue to be eaten away.
Is he referring to the attack by the Arabs and the pro-Palestinians on the Jewish diners in Los Angeles on Tuesday night? Is that the hate crime he's talking about?
Well, I was actually going to bring up Howie because I think if he's standing up for Asian Americans, that he would be standing up for the discrimination that they face at some of these top universities.
Yeah,
but
like UNC, among others. UNC was sued along with Harvard, come to think of it.
In another reversal of Trump-era policy, the Biden administration on Wednesday dropped its discrimination lawsuit against Yale University that alleged the Ivy League school was illegally discriminating against Asian Americans.
Not only were they illegally discriminating against them, Grace, literally they were discriminating against them. Literally.
The yelling thing is really strange to me. And I never know when it's coming, you know? Sometimes you sometimes...
I don't think he knows when it's coming either.
It comes at me and I'm like, whoa, I did not expect that. It's certain words.
Did he mention that moments before the attack, this is in L.A., a group of Palestinian supporters were in a vehicle waving a giant flag and shouting anti-Semitic slurs through a megaphone, according to additional footage.
Yeah, about 30 people jumped out and asked a group of people who's Jewish. Two guys said they were Jewish and they started beating them up.
Were these people wearing MAGA hats? Were these white supremacists? Were these insurrectionists that were doing this?
Every time.
Yeah. Somebody in one of the cars driving by started throwing glass bottles or glass cups at the tables and they shattered everywhere. Everywhere.
Every time.
A vehicle with Palestinian waving passengers appeared to be chasing an Orthodox Jewish man through a parking lot. So I'm glad the president was concerned about this this terrible hate crime that occurred in Los Angeles. This is in Adam Schiff's district, I believe.
I'm very intrigued too, Howie, because I saw some people posting this and it's like these celebrities who they champion so many causes, they're just absolutely silent when it comes to all of this. And anti-Semitism, I think it increased like 400% in the last 2 weeks or something. And all these big celebrities who are so woke, they say nothing. They just pretend it's not happening.
Because they'd get canceled if they said anything.
Yeah, you can't be pro-Israel now or else you'll get canceled. Also, an update, AOC. They can't stop talking about January 6th. It is absolutely their favorite topic. They want to talk about what the history books will write about it. They want to talk about, you know, what they think about it. Yeah. And now she's comparing it. You have to hear this cut because it doesn't make any sense the way she's overblowing this. And keep in mind, she was not even in the building when this happened.
Right. Yeah. Representative Ocasio-Cortez, where were you 50 years ago today on January 6th? I'll never forget where I was that day. I was nowhere near the Capitol.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that work? This is the focus of their lives. Nothing happened to them. And a lot of them weren't even near the place, including the people who are in jail.
Hey,
they've just been rounded up and they were nowhere near the place. What about the people in Alaska? They were raided by the FBI and for stealing Nancy Pelosi's computer. When was the last time Nancy Pelosi was in Alaska?
I thought you were going to say, when was the last time she used a computer? I was like,
probably the same time.
No, I know. But to be fair, Ted Lieu did have to grab a crowbar.
Right. An energy drink.
Oh, a pro bar. You're right. I always forget the mix up. So listen to AOC. She never lets a crisis go to waste. She will not let this thing end. Cut 21.
Mike Pence was taken out of the Senate chamber something like 60 seconds before these terrorists and insurrectionists got into the Senate chamber. 60 seconds could have meant potentially the difference between what we have right now in a martial state. And we don't want to acknowledge that that's how close we got. But that is how close we got.
I wanted to spell martial. I don't think she knows the difference between martial and martial. I don't think she does.
I can't talk. One time I almost did Rhodes Scholar and I almost spelled the Rhodes wrong. So I'm in no position to judge. Grace,
you're not in Congress either.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm just a radio host. Right-wing, rabid radio host. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my Toyota. I'm getting it serviced tomorrow, Howie, when I'm at Toyota of Portsmouth, because we are going to be there. It's our first big remote of the summer season, and we're very excited. Guys, you should come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. Howie's going to have free books. There's going to be food.
That's right. I signed another couple of hundred today, so just come on by and pick up a free copy of What Really Happened. And we got some other books to give away, too, if you want them.
And if you want to come
while supplies last.
If you want to come on the earlier side, I'll be there for my show from 12 to 3, and then I'm going to stay around for Howie's show in the afternoon. So we'll be there basically all day. So come on by and say hi, and make sure you check out Toyota of Portsmouth. They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off of 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. And I promise, tomorrow we're going to have all sorts of fun news, including stories like this one, which is going to make everyone very happy. We talk a lot about CNN and the ratings at CNN, particularly Brian Stelter's ratings, because I thought that Brian Stelter went on vacation, and you always give the example of why you don't take days off.
Yeah.
The baseball example.
Wally Pipp was, you know, a pretty good first baseman for the New York Yankees. He decided back in the 20s he wanted a day off, and they said, okay, we got a new kid from Columbia. His name is Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig played for the next 15 years. Didn't miss a single game.
That's why a lot of us here are scared to take a day off. But Brian Stelter took a week off, and the ratings actually improved when he was gone. So he got Lou Gehrig'd, or Wally Pipped.
Yeah.
And
I don't really think that's fair to the memory of Wally Pipp.
Yeah.
Wally Pipp was an adequate infielder and batsman for the world champions.
Wally's like, he was just good. I wasn't terrible.
Right.
MSNBC's ratings, though, we don't focus on those as much, but they are also tanking as viewers switch off corporate media. The latest Nielsen ratings for the troubled MSNBC network show a further slide down the scale as viewers go elsewhere in droves to get their news. This is
bring back comrade Chris.
Seriously, I miss him. This, but you can add this to your stack of feel-good stories, Howie. Behind Fox and MSNBC are followed by HGTV, a network that specializes mainly in home improvement. After them, CNN, who a long time ago were way in the lead, comes in fourth.
Can you imagine when the UFO report comes out, how many people are going to be watching the UFO channels? I mean, CNN and MSNBC are going to hemorrhage even more people.
Well, I think that's their best bet is to do what the Golden Globes did and just say, we have a diversity problem. We have to shut
Well, you know what
down.
The Babylon Bee suggested?
What?
That CNN just start rerunning stories about the dodgy dossier.
Oh, the greatest hits.
Yeah,
I did
the greatest
see that.
Hits. I thought that was not a bad idea.
No, I think that was when they were in there.
It's like ESPN Classics, right? This would be CNN Classics. Russian collusion hoax 24/7. All pee tapes. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah, must pee TV.
This is so incredibly significant.
Back in the day when Michael Avenatti was going to be president.
Right.
Speaking of, though,
Hi, I'm Stormy Daniels. Do you remember me? Tonight, we're going to go back in time to a more wonderful era in American television.
Did you see that tweet from Keith Olbermann?
Yes, I did.
So someone, a guy from Free Beacon, saw that AOC had a Tesla and she parked it illegally in front of Whole Foods. So he just tweeted it out. It's like his job. He works for Free Beacon. Keith Olbermann went off the rails and was like, you should be driving a Tesla because the one-year-old boy you're holding in your photo is going to be in a world that's global warming. Just went completely off the rails. And the guy was like, oh, my God. Why are you attacking my son?
Do you think she's ever left her French bulldog puppy in the Tesla when she goes in to just buy, I don't know, what do woke people buy? They don't buy milk, do they? Because that's from a cow.
Oat milk, maybe.
Almond milk.
Milk, cow's milk right now is like, if you're buying cow's milk, you're canceled on the
you're
spot.
You're a war criminal.
Yeah, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. You might as well be, a target of one of those Palestinian drive-by types.
I wouldn't be caught dead.
All right, okay, we're going to have to take a break. Thank you, Grace.
Bye, guys.
I'm Howie Carr.
I mean it literally.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, what's going on this week?
How you doing, Howie? We've had a up and down week, and I'm glad to see the markets rebound again today. I think it's like a broken record, right? It was a negative week last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a positive Thursday, Friday, and here we are in the same kind of cycle. I don't know exactly what was the reasoning this week, but the numbers were all over the place.
We had Governor Sununu on from New Hampshire last night, and he mentioned hyperinflation. That's a bad word, but I think it's an appropriate word, isn't it?
Hyperinflation. Wow, that's going out there. I mean, that'd be a worst case scenario, obviously. But you know, at the end of the day, they keep talking about putting more money out there and just kind of print, right? We talked about it before, where people are saying, hey, the government spends this money and they put more money into the economy and they create this inflationary cycle. I think they believe that they, by doing that, it makes them look better on the national debt, makes it, you know, kind of minimizes it. It's kind of how some of the politicians look at that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how they look at it. But I mean, the fact is, you know, if you're on a fixed income or you're not going to get, or you don't get a pay raise, you're screwed. You're badly screwed. Kevin, you got to tell people how to avoid this, whatever's happening. It's not going to be good. What should they do? Who should they call?
Well, listen, I mean, you're right. The people on fixed income are going to get screwed. So I'll tell you right now, if they want to have a consultation with us and try to figure out how to hedge against that hyperinflation, God forbid that it ever happens, but even the higher inflation, they can reach out to us here at our office, 800-989-9100. By the way, we've added a couple of advisors. I just did some TV shows with my guy from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and he covers that Rhode Island, Southern Massachusetts area. And so, again, we can sit down with somebody, do that analysis, portfolio x-ray. I'm actually giving away this week an article here that says, what every retirement saver needs to know about 2021 and beyond. So if somebody wants to call us, we can send that to them. They don't have to do business with us. You know that, Howie. We talk about that all the time. They can call us and consult with us. And
no obligations.
Ask us questions.
No obligation. What's the number again, Kevin?
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
And the email address?
FrisbeeBenefits.com.
I'm Howie Carr.